Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We have a show lined up today with the band Curses, The Curses Written, and I'm going to play one of their songs, Honor Amongst Thieves. Here we go. Yourself and let our audience know what you play and your position in the band?
Oh, sure, Candace, I can do that. My name is Andrew Bavard. I'm the bass player for The Curses Written. I do a little bit of singing in the back, too.
Okay, background vocals. And I believe we have your drummer with us as well. Hi, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Mike Smith, and yeah, I'm the drummer, and yeah, that's me.
Okay, the only one we're missing is Fred Chiptoe. And The Curses Written has their new album out, titled The Curses Written, up on iTunes on Mystic Records, and you can find them on all of your favorite downloading sites. And would you guys like to give us a little history of the band and how you all got together?
Yeah, Andrew, why don't you start with how you and Fred met?
Okay, yeah. Well, Fred and I met back in high school. I believe it was senior year. And it was in band class, Mr. Stern's band class, and we'd be playing guitar. And I'd be playing guitar, he'd be playing guitar, and I saw this guy just shredding. I'm like, who is this guy? This guy's pretty good at guitar. And walked over to him and introduced myself, and we just started playing together from then. And started going over to his house and jamming, and a few years passed, and here we are, still jamming, still making music.
And Fred is the major songwriter of the band.
Yeah,
that's right.
But currently we're in the process of writing songs together now since we're a new group. Because Fred did that album himself beforehand. I mean, he knew Andrew. I don't know where exactly they locked in more or came back. Did you guys have a little break from jamming and then he called you, or how'd that happen, Andrew?
Oh, yeah. He, you know, after high school, we kind of disconnected for a couple of years. And we just got back together about a year ago, I would say it was, and that he asked me if I was interested in a project, interested in this Curse Is Written project, and I said, yeah. So that's where that took off.
Nice. Yeah, and then Fred called me basically, last December, so around Christmas 2016, and then we jammed, and then I think all three of us got together in January for the first time. And then since then, we just kind of been picking it up a little bit more. And, yeah, seems to be going pretty well. Everybody seems to be enjoying it. And I don't know. We all seem to be digging new stuff a lot, too. So I think we're getting excited to do the shows coming up. We're all kind of also excited to be working in the studio soon and releasing stuff that's, you know, all ours, basically. And Andrew's got some ideas, and Fred's got some new ideas, and we were just working on a new song last weekend that was seemed to be coming pretty together, you know, pretty good. What do you think, Andrew? I mean, we all seem to be digging it, so that's good.
Yeah, the Mega Man song, yeah, I think that's going to be a good one.
Yep. We might have to title that now.
Yeah, we're not going to call it the Mega Man song. That's kind of a lorem ipsum. That's a placeholder.
Yep.
So this album, The Curse Is Written, who plays on that? Are any
on,
of you on it?
The one that's out right now?
Yeah.
That's Fred's doing guitar on that, of course, and he's singing, and he's playing bass on it as well. I didn't play bass on that. And he had this drummer, I forgot his name. But he had him fill in on the drums there.
Oh, okay.
It was one of his good friends that helped him record it, I think.
Yeah, the drummer was the same guy who recorded it.
I see. All right. Well, we have another track here. How about Protest? Is it Protect or Protest?
Protest.
Protest.
Yep.
Right? Okay, here we go with join us in the studio here, but he must have gotten held up somehow. Maybe he's running through the woods with a chainsaw.
Maybe he is. He lives close to a lot of trees.
Well, maybe the zombies got him, huh?
Get a hold of Fred yet?
Yeah, I just got a hold of him, so he should be calling in.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, good.
Cool.
Yeah. What song were we just listening to there?
Zombie.
That was the zombie song.
That's
yeah.
Right. All right. I haven't heard that one in a while. We haven't been rehearsing that one. I knew it was on the album, but, you know. Anyway, my bad. is he with us yet?
Fred.
No, not yet, but...
No.
Well,
what a turkey. All right, so let's make him in Fred's Twitter account.
I have a song to throw in here from the Battalion
right.
of Saints, Sweaty Little Girls.
Okay. Let's hear it.
You walked into
well,
a podcast or a radio show, I believe.
Yes, and we played Honor Amongst Thieves, and we played Zombies because we didn't know where you were, and I told the guys, well, maybe you're running through the woods with a chainsaw and got caught by zombies.
Oh, man. I was just following the great advice of... Brad Sullivan and getting my sword skills down. So when we get lost somewhere in the woods, you know, I'll be able to find my way back using a katana.
All right.
Okay, well, here's another song by The Curse Is Written titled Where the Clover Grows.
Coming up with, you know, new songs. We released our our self-entitled debut back in November through Mystic Records. We have a show May 27th at the TARDIS Room in Portland, Oregon. It'd be great, you know, come out, come support. We got like 8 bands on the bill. We're playing 10 o'clock. It's going to be great.
And that's
we'll be selling some merch at that show as well.
Yeah.
I believe that's the first show we're going to be selling our merch. Is that right,
you
Fred?
Guys have some really cool T-shirts. I love the logo for your band and everything.
That logo was originally drawn by me way back and stuff. I found the image by the time that I was forming the band, had to get it up to, like, perfect symmetry and shit. I'm not the best artist in the world. Perfect diamonds, holy shit, you know. Go in there, you fucking, there's a main symbol in the front that's actually a mixture of an F and a G. And if you're a musician, then you can catch that.
Sure. Well, you know, you posted that really cool on my webpage last night where it was spinning around with little lightning bolts came off. And when I logged in this morning,
cool.
It was gone. Maybe you can post it again. That was really cool. I like the way it spun around with the little blue lightning bolts coming off. That was pretty cool. So,
how'd you make that, Fred?
Well, it was actually rendered through basically Blender, which is actually a video game company. You could download Blender or an FL Studios, which I believe is made all by the same people. FL Studios is more music. Those are all free programs. You can go in there and start creating stuff, but everything, all of the rendering, all of the lightning bolts, that's all real scientific shit that needs to be figured out before that you go in. And then each frame, there was about 64 frames. And then you make those 64 frames per second go out for 15 seconds. And we decided that we would make it a gift.
Well, you know, I have
sounds
a...
pretty true.
We're going in 2017. You know, minds are happening.
Well, I had a video program back in 2009 where I was working with an old VHS camera, video camera, and it had special effects on it where I did this metal video for a band called Seven, and I found these dead mice in an old stove and used it in the video, and it made these little lightning bolts come off of it, and it worked out pretty good. It did Kaleoscope and all kinds of types of different special effects, but it only runs Windows 98.
Where did you film this video at where you had mice in an old stove, like an abandoned butcher shop or something?
Well, what I did is I filmed, it was like a vampire thing. We went into a cemetery and filmed little clips and then little clips on the street. And I just happened to find this old wood cast iron stove, and I opened it, and there was a dead mouse in it, so I took a little video clip and inserted that into the video. It came out pretty good. I liked it.
That's cool. Did you, like, make him into a puppet, like, put little strings on him and make him dance or anything like that?
No, didn't do anything like that. But it was a fun video because we went all over and filmed different shots and the girl coming out of the tomb, you know, with blood all over her and the vampire fangs, and you know, it was a fun video that we did quite a long time ago. I like to do things like that, and then add the studio music to it. You know, go around, do different clips, video clips, you know, and then put them all together with a little bit of special effects, and then add the studio tracks, and then you have a good professional-looking video, depending on the quality of your film and all. It works really good.
Right.
But,
is that a video that can be found somewhere online?
Yeah, it's on my YouTube channel. I'll shoot you guys the link to it later.
That'd be cool. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it was really fun to do, and my friend Ashley Sims is the girl who starred in the film with a couple of her friends, and yeah, we had a lot of fun filming it in the local cemetery and in different places. Yeah, it was cool. So let's get back to The Curse Is Written. Now, Where the Clover Grows, Fred, would you like to repeat some of the lyrics?
The lyrics are pretty simple, and actually the main part to it for me was rhythmically on the guitar. I wanted to do something different. And so when you're listening, the rhythmic between the drum and the guitar, I do a scratch. I don't know how much of the interview we got through, but that was really influenced a lot by Nirvana and stuff, to tell you the truth. I felt it them, and then the way we play it live, almost, we try to jack up that energy. We try to bring something new to the table. So live, I'm hitting a couple extra trills and a couple extra of that fill in there. I think the next song that we're going to be playing on the station is going to be Protest Song. That's another one of those great songs that we've been going through that we're trying to... We like to evolve. We started bringing in full arrangements into a lot of songs. Another song that we wouldn't be playing today, Fight the Good Fight, going to a total tempo change live. Where that we go and we bring it down. There's a guitar solo into a whole break bridge dance part. For us, the music just grows, and music is a sound of emotion. It's all of our passion. And if you were to stay the same, change might be the beauty of life. Where the clubs go, I smash my fist into your face. I lick the blood off the blade. You know, very aggressive. I believe that you should take whatever that you want out of the song and feel it the way that it should be felt to you. To me, I was a kid. I do a lot of swordplay. I do a lot of martial arts. I do a lot of spin kicks and shit. So to me, I hear that song, I'm working out, I'm ripping, I'm tearing. I'm full on butterfly kicking, right? You're
what?
Hearing that song, that's coming down to you. You don't intimidate me. There's nothing wrong with something positive like that.
Right. Positive is always good.
Did you just mention you do a lot of spinning kicks?
We do a lot of calisthenics.
Like calisthenics, spinning kicks?
That's been my diet. And, I just run around kicking shit all the time, all my shows. Hey, what's Fred doing? He's stretching out. Don't fuck with him. And he's like almost 7 feet tall, so it's like, okay, we're not going to fuck with Fred. I'm like a little short guy. We're all like 6'6". Who am I talking about?
Let's see.
How about another song by The Curse Is Written? How about Sweet Defeat?
Oh, let's play that.
Thank you.
Okay, Sweet Defeat. Fred, would you like to elaborate on the music and lyrics you wrote for that?
That song was written a while back, actually. I have to
I don't mean to cut in, but I gotta cut loose here. I got the client in my studio. I gotta bounce here, but
is this Andrew?
You guys can finish the interview.
Is this Andrew?
So, this is Mike.
Mike, all right, Mike. Well, I posted that mouse and video on my Facebook page if you want to check it out. The video is titled Getting Stronger by Mojo Morgan and Friends.
Okay. I think Andrew's the one talking
to you
about
studio
it. Yeah,
today, and
yeah,
it was
yeah.
good having you on the show, and we will look forward to hearing your new music coming out with The Curse Is Written.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming
right,
in
later,
the studio,
Mike.
Bye.
Speaking of Facebook, thanks for adding us on Twitter, Candy. Last night.
Oh,
yeah,
Twitter's fun. I love Twitter.
The Curse is TCIW. You can go there, keep up with us and stuff. We're working on starting to build our own website right now. We're still number 11 on Reverb Nation. We've been moving up. We've been seeing a lot from this album and stuff. It's been all over YouTube. You check it out, iTunes, Spotify, pretty much anywhere where you can go and get music and stuff. Segway. You mentioned Facebook. So,
well, I just clicked on your delivery report and your music, your album, The Curse Is Written, is on 24/7 Entertainment, 7 Digital, Amazon, Amgahami, don't know how, Audio Magic, ADW, Bounce D, Buzz Angel, Diesel, E Music, Facebook Audio ID, Fizzy, Flip Program, Google Music, Grace Note, iHeartRadio, Internet Q, SNA, DBO, AKA Zoo, iTunes, Apple, KKBox, Library, MediaNet, Mondia Media, Napster, Neurotic Music, N Music, Pandora, PCM Technologies, PhonoNet, RDIO, Red Touch Media, Reliance, JO, Shazam, SimFi Africa, Slacker, SoundCloud Fingerprinting, Spotify, the Tai Hee Music Group, I think that's in India. You're also on Telcom Italia in Italy, Tidal, TouchTunes, UMA, Vervalife, Xbox Music, Yandex LLC, Yonder, YouTube Art Tracks, and Zed in Russia. So
that's a great community. They're always nice to me. So.
Well, you were only released in December, of last year. And, the distribution goes out worldwide through all of these networks, go through, of course, the USA, Canada, the UK, Europe, Japan, India, France, or India, Japan, Russia, and Africa, it's out there. It's just a lot of those little countries, they don't have a lot of modern technology. I mean, the technology is there, but I was recently reading a book that a friend sent to me about the logistics of the fact that people in some of these poor countries like Africa and India, they have the technology, but some of them don't even have electricity in their homes, let alone internet and computers. But you're out there. The curse, The Curse Is Written is out there, and, you know,
before we get too far from what you're saying, the best thing to give to your enemy is forgiveness. An opponent, tolerance, to your friend, your heart, to child, a good example, to father, difference, to your mother, conduct that would make her proud. You know, to yourself, respect.
Very true. Very true,
it's
good
not so
words.
Much how much did you have? Or, no. Let's turn this back into music. Is one note can hold its weight in gold amongst a million notes. And I'm not saying a million notes is bad, because maybe that's what you want to do, or maybe that's the song. But Jimi Hendrix, man, he would hold that note for sometimes 20 minutes. We're at one concert, he's holding that feedback note. Damn, you know what I mean? Like, it's what slips inside. Be yourself.
So Candace, do you have any questions you can ask us?
Well, where are you guys going from here?
Where are we going from
we're
here?
We're
going to
party or go home.
Party or go home.
Yeah, some of us are going to go straight to sleep, yeah.
Straight
to sleep? I'll pass out.
You guys got me up early to do this show. And now you're going to go back to sleep. See how you are? But at least y'all made it, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys have a big party last night?
Oh, yeah. I had a block of tofu, and I went to sleep in my twin mattress. It was a hell of a night.
Tofu.
What did you do?
To mention a Mortal Kombat. I saved our ass, man. Because of the lightning belt, fought Shao Kahn and shit.
Did you go to a Mortal Kombat
used
competition?
To be one of my favorite games.
I was hoping you don't want to get back to the interview because it's time space continuum. Oh, you're late to the interview.
I know. I thought you were going to leave me hanging. And,
yeah,
well,
Fred would
know,
be late to his own interview.
I do have another song here, Fight the Good Fight.
That's a good song.
the feeling to get it right. My mind is null, my cup is full. It's time to let it go.
All right, we're back in the studio live here with Fred Chiptoe and Andrew. How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Bavard.
Bavard. Nice to meet you.
That's right, it's French.
Ooh,
I've always
la
liked that song. It has a nice flow to it.
It does.
I enjoy playing that one live.
Having Mike and Andrew in the band, going and recording that, you know, on my own, you start bringing it to other people, you know, when you want to make your band or whatever, if that's how you're going to do it. You're like, hey, try to do this whole album, you know what I mean, to your drummer and your bass player. And we've been working through it. It's been great. We're doing, you know, all the music off of it, and we're taking it to a next level. I remember talking with Mike and saying, well, Buddy Guy had said that if you write apart from the drums, you're creating consistency that this drummer doesn't want to be in. So I'm like, hey, man, don't be afraid to make some of this your own. And he would hit me back with, you know, some of these parts are really important parts. So it's okay to have some spaces in between that are you, but sometimes that snare pop, really important, you know what I mean? And I feel like Andrew's been really, like, expressing himself, too, like, bringing out his bass playing and bringing more to the front. Remember the first couple times, they're like, give me the mega bass. Turn that bitch all the way up. We go in there. We had like 30, 40 songs, including covers and stuff. I'm like, hey, man, we're not playing Wembley tomorrow. You know, we got to shorten this down a little bit. So we're doing mostly originals right now.
And they're very nice.
Big deal.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're working on possibly going into the studio this summer, try to get a follow-up going on with everybody on there. That would be great.
Now, Fred, I got a question. Do you have a favorite song of yours that you've written? Which one means the most to you? Which one has brought out the most emotion in you?
To me, two songs stick out the most. I wrote them both around the same time. Neither of them were released on an album or anything. So I got a song. It's the Summertime song. And that was written about my friend whose mom passed away because they basically, I don't know the name of the disease, nor do I want to really promote it to people who might have it. Basically, it decays you from the inside, and she has moved to Chicago because that's where the best doctor was. So I wrote her a song saying, no one is your happiness. No one is your pain. There was another thing. Look at all the faces in familiar places. It's okay, don't you cry, back here in the summertime. And when I first wrote that, it changed my songwriting. And then I became a lot less dark, you know what I mean, in a lot of things I did, you know. I wrote another song.
So you could say that opened you up a lot emotionally.
Yeah. Not being afraid to. Yeah. Exactly. And then when you run into her years later and you're like, that song was for you. Because, you know, before you release your album, you get that little bit where people have heard your songs, you know, and start building it up to the point where Mystic might come and find you or something. She cried, you know, and I was like, I'm glad that you liked that song. Thank you.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, that was back in the, they were doing venues where there was like an open mic for like teenagers and younger people. It was called Pop Culture. We did a show there, some other kids and stuff. It was great. It was like $1 to get in. And Candy's like, ooh, that sounds punk rock as fuck. It was. Like people filling that space, jumping off the wall.
Pop Culture was awesome.
Yeah, dude.
And that was
like,
in Portland?
No, that's Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, okay.
It was a small town, still looked old school all around. Had the
that's
nice little
to have
like
places
beach
like
chairs
that.
And yeah. we're actually been playing this place pretty consistently on Sundays called the Pink Feather. They're another like 1950s place. We kind of got it in with them. We play about 6:30 to 7:30 sometimes, and they've been great. If you want to get fucked up, you go to the Pink Feather. They pull your Pink Feather shot. You get blackout drunk. You're fucking on the floor. You got the Curses Ring coming up 20 minutes later after Freebird. And you're like, I'm going off the rails off this motherfucking crazy train. And the
go off the rails.
Always
down
the vision. So, holy shit.
Yeah, man, it's always Sundays are always killer at the Pink Feather, man. It's always hopping there.
So people can always find you guys there, right?
That's right. You can find us at the Pink Feather from 5 to 9 every Sunday.
That's my unofficial office, actually. If you want to set up a business meeting.
He has a little corner. It just says Fred, and it has a star next to it.
Yeah, I call Mike Beaver and Mary Sue to get a hold of me. So it's quite difficult. Andrew's even worse. You got to call, like, six tofu agencies, find out about the White Ninja.
I'm the White Ninja? Is that me? I'm the White Ninja?
Oh, you didn't know you were the White Ninja. You thought I was the White Ninja?
I didn't know. That's how far deep I am into the ninja status.
Oh, shit, dude. Tell about the superpowers, man.
What?
Tell about the superpowers, man.
Yeah, my superpowers are... I don't know.
Oh shit. Anyway, so
back to the music here.
Yeah.
So what was the name of that place that it costs $1 to get in? The Pink what?
Oh no, that was Pop Culture. We're talking the Pink Feather. They don't got a cover charge. They love you there.
Yeah,
that's
they got a door.
Vancouver?
You open the door and you're in.
That's in Vancouver,
what was that,
Washington?
That's
in Vancouver,
Washington?
That's 141st in Division. The Pink Feather. I think it used to be owned by a girl named Heather. It was never been a strip club ever.
Okay, is it...
Do I need another
ride? 14154 Southeast Division, but this says Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you go to Portland every Sunday? If people out there listening.
My car just went to 191,000 miles. I'm proud of her. Yeah, we're always bouncing around.
So you guys play there every Sunday?
That's right.
We
we play the Pink Feather every Sunday, and we do Gil Hooligans, and that's on I believe that's on Sandy, Fred.
Yes.
Yeah, we do Gil Hooligans around 9 o'clock, nine to midnight,
and
that's
on
Thursday.
Well.
That's correct. And on
Thursday
we
that's
do.
That's our glamorous show. That's you got the Aftershock people putting on a Hard Rock PDX. You can check that out. That's been on the radio as well. When we first started playing
rock,
that, they're
I
all...
I think it's Rock Hard. Rock Hard PDX.
I like to rock hard, so yeah. That might be what that it is.
Nice.
We've been there a couple times where people were doing, like, blues and stuff like that, you know, and they were like, oh, don't you be doing that metal here tonight? And then we come out doing, like... Man,
metal.
We'd be doing, well, on occasion, we'd be coming out doing, like, some stuff that was really different to them, you know? Like, in a concert where you're getting, Black Sabbath, you get in Bill Withers, and you get in Jimi Hendrix all in one set.
That's right, yeah, 10-minute version of Voodoo Child.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll come out
I love
and say, you know that song? Oh, Hendrix is somewhere.
I remember taking his Are You Experienced album when I was in junior high school and bringing it to the modern dance class that I had. And I thought it would be very creative, and the teacher didn't like it at all. And I'll never forget this guy, Alan Patel, grabbed it from me while I was waiting for my dad to come pick me up, and they played Frisbee with it in the street. And I always hated him after that. So if you're out there, Alan Patel, I remember you from Toll Junior High School in Glendale. You busted my Jimi Hendrix Are You Experienced album. I went and bought
that
another
one. Didn't want a party.
It cost
$14.
$14 it cost that for that album back in the 1970s. Let me
my
tell
goodness.
You, $14 was a lot of money. Mystic Records only charges $15 for their records today, 2017, you know? And
yeah,
man,
$14.
I was mad at him because I loved that album. So I went and bought another one and love Hendrix. I bought the Woodstock album and then... The electric, I forget
Lucky
what
Ladyland.
It's called. Yeah.
The Electric Ladyland.
Electric
that
Ladyland.
Had,
my God, that was beautiful.
Yeah, that's my favorite album of his.
You boys know your music.
We do what we can.
Yeah, so, who are your primary influences growing up? Like, what inspired you? How did you adopt your style?
Okay, so I remember the first metal album that I ever got was Diary of a Madman, and music's always been really heavy in my family and shit. So I remember being like 12 years old, man, sitting there watching television. My dad busts through the door. This dude's like blackout drunk off of like a 2-week binge and shit, right? He's like, Freddie, this is music. Boom, put in Diary of a Madman. He took me to a church right across, you know, a couple streets. Started doing donuts in the fucking parking lot and shit. You know, flying high again. Mama, I've been a bad boy and shit. Fucking, then he goes, he's like, all right, you're going to take you to your first concert. And I went to go see Slayer, Lamb of God, Macedon, Children of Bodom, all at the Salem Armory. I was scared of shit. You're 12 years old. I'm not gonna pretend like I didn't have a load in my pants, okay? So, if I was going, and my dad pushed me into the mosh pit, and I don't think I ever really came out of that mosh pit. I remember.
They say he's still there today.
I hadn't heard Van Halen yet, and I remember hearing that first guitar solo on that album of Over the Mountain. I'm like, whoa, that guitar, I mean, is it supposed to sound like that? He's meaning to do all that, Freddie, damn it. It's good. Okay, perfect. I saw the Ozzy Osbourne band. Zach Wilde.
Right, well, you know, Diary,
gorge.
Ozzy Osbourne's album, Diary of a Madman, it was like their second solo studio album that they put out, and it was originally released in, like, 1981, and then it was reissued in 1995. But that was a really good Over the Mountain, great song. Little Dolls, You Can't
Sado,
Kill Rock and Roll.
Believer.
I mean, even in All Over the World,
really
Diary of a Madman was like one of their favorite records. I mean, I'm not sure, but I think it might have even gone gold or platinum.
Oh, it doesn't doubt me. I think in 2005, Blizzard was considered over times 20 platinum. So I would not doubt me.
That's interesting.
Metallica just went platinum with their new album. Damn, I've seen them live. They were a big influence. Cliff Burton, one of my favorite bass players. When I was doing a little bit of bass in school band, I remember the cool thing was if you could do a little bit of pulling teeth, you know what I mean? The anesthesia.
Right, yeah, that was the big thing back then, anesthesia, pulling teeth.
And then
if
you
could play
guitar,
that,
you
were
the
big man on campus.
Yeah, if you're doing guitar, you had to full on do like the full song, and if it wasn't Master of Puppets, it wasn't Master of Puppets, you know. I remember me and Andrew were actually in the school band doing like all the pep rallies with our jazz band and stuff. I was doing guitar and he was doing bass, and we had a drummer at the time. We were doing Sad But True by Metallica and stuff. And I remember we had got it down for like a couple weeks, you know. People starting to get to know in this other guitar player who was really good. He's like, "Oh, it wasn't Master Puppets." So I was like, "Oh, come on, dude. Come on, bro." We also used to do like Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We were on fire. We got to watch the game.
I remember doing Can't Stop. I remember doing Can't Stop with your friend. And that was like our go-to. That was our go-to song back in the day. Mr. Stern's room.
The first song that we ever did was like a Smells Like Teen Spirit. And I had my whole thing, but I wasn't set up to play it or whatever. So I go and I start out the clean tone. And I hit the distortion right on a perfect time. The drummer had hit the fill. We're all coming in. I had like a big chorus and phaser coming through at like a fucking 18 decibels or some shit, and everyone was fucking loving it, so I couldn't like change my sound or nothing. There was no singing, it was just the guitar or whatever. But in that moment on, I was like, "Hey, you want to make a fucking band, dude? Let's fucking keep doing this."
Dude, I will never forget that time you did the Star Spangled Banner for one of the basketball games.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, dude, that blew me. Where did this shit come from? Who is it? You went from, like, Fred to, like, legendary Fred. You just pulled that out of your ass, and somehow it just, like, mystified everybody. Like, we all knew you were good at guitars, and you played this. And it's like, what just happened?
That's probably the Hendrix influence. He did that at Woodstock.
I think it was voodoo, not myself.
Voodoo.
How do you do that voodoo you do?
Well, I let every girlfriend I've ever had keep a lock of my hair, and I say if anything goes wrong, don't hesitate to stroke that.
That gets you by, man. That's cool.
I'm into crazy shit. I'm into the girls being like, "Hey, you want me to start taking this birth control? Punch you in the face."
That sounds kinky, man. Yeah, you never know when they're stroking your locks.
Running through the woods with a chainsaw in your hand.
Well, it is kind of fun, but the clovers are growing, guys. I mean, you can't really protest the agony.
Zombies.
Protest. Oh, that's only when I'm done. And then you kind of zombie out and you kind of kick your leg and pass out. Unless you got a good person with you, go get you a sandwich. We have the curses written, don't. You can come to our show no matter what.
There you go. And every Sunday at the Pink Feather in Portland and Gil Julian's, what'd you say, Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday and Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday.
On Wednesday, Fred is dedicated to the Brick House and Shanahan's in Vancouver, Washington. They love me over there. I'm always 10:30, 11 o'clock over there at both places doing double duty. That's why I do my acoustic shows on Wednesdays.
So you guys are playing like 4 days a week.
Yeah, we're doing a lot. Plus, we got like 2 days of band practice. We're just trying to step it up.
There you
right.
go. Well, you know, practice is where you get your best experience, you know.
And number one lesson that I've gotten from, you know, music teachers and stuff is rehearsal is with the band. Practice is your homework. That's what you got to do when you go home. If you're working with, you know, a great bass player and drummer and you want to play guitar and sing, make sure you got your songs down, man. Don't learn the songs at the practice. You got to fucking be there, and it's got to be tight, because then if you want to change something, if you want to tighten things up, how are you going to do that if you have not tightened yourself?
There you go.
It's kind of like when I tune my guitar. We tune our instruments, we tune ourselves.
Good advice. All right. Well, let's go ahead and play your your song Honor Amongst Thieves again. You weren't here when we played it, so we'll play it again. How about that?
Let's do it.
Banshees are the shit, fucking. Man, so many of my friends, I come from the other side of the track sometimes. The hardest thing for me when I was going to school was all my friends were dropping out and shit, right? So you get back to the point where you're still friends and all these people. Check out this something, right? Oh, that's nice. I stole it. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, that's excellent. It's more common than you think. And then you start getting into it, and you realize that just because one person has their, you know, their quirks or their problems like that, you know, everyone has an equal-sized soul, and everyone is an equal person, and they're still good within everyone, you know? So it's like the Honor Amongst the Thieves is, it might be this this other party, this other tribe, this other something, or maybe it's your tribe or something. Your squad, okay? Well, you got respect for each other. You got that within each other. But then do you really have that?
Right.
Yeah. That makes, okay, that's cool, man.
I hear somebody strumming their guitar. You want to play a few riffs?
Oh, you guys can hear that?
Yeah.
I'm just playing this song that I've been working on. I'm trying to keep my hands busy.
Well, go ahead. Let's hear a little bit.
You want to hear me play?
Sure, go ahead.
Nah.
Put the microphone up to the guitar. Let's hear a few bars.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you get.
Okay. Well, that
yeah.
was nice.
Coming soon to stores near you.
That was smooth, bro.
Me and Andrew like to go and mix it up in some of our shows before we even get into our songs. We'll go and we'll improv out something. We'll play some classic riff, you know.
There you go.
Herbie Hancock.
Oh, yeah, the Chameleon. That was out of nowhere. Like, that's such a good song.
Yeah, dude. Music is all over that board, dude.
Super groovy.
You know, you like Sherbert.
So Fred, why don't you grab your guitar and play us a cool cover?
Play us some shit?
Yeah, play something.
Yeah, you want to do a cover over the phone?
Yeah, do a cover that everybody would recognize. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Or you can do the whole one. I don't care.
This is a first for me here. This is going on our next album. Where it's a metal version of Alice's Restaurant in drop D.
There you go. Okay.
There we go. All right.
That's all we get.
That's all you get. I think that's the whole song. That's 20 minutes condensed into 8 seconds.
There you go.
There.
Oh, come on, keep it going. I like that.
What would you like to hear that would be great? Oh, okay.
That sounded like you were playing some Delta Blues, man. Give me some of that Delta Blues.
I like that.
Yeah, give me something neat and I'll play with you, you know, something like a...
That's what you get. That's what you take.
That's all we get. All right. Okay, well, I thank you boys for coming on, and it's good to hear that you're playing in shows 4 times a week. People can get out there and see your music in Portland and Vancouver area. And,
yeah, check out our Facebook, The Curse is Written, our Twitter, The Curse is PCIW. You check us out on Reverb Nation. And I guess this would be a safe time to say, this is Fred Shepton from The Curse is Written, and you are listening to iHeartRadio. That's why I touched it up. Well, we got some extra pay.
Yeah, and you can find us on iTunes as well. I think you can... There might be a link to the iTunes in the description. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yes, if you... I posted the link on your page the other day, and I posted it on mine as well.
Okay.
Just Google The Curse is Written, and it's there. And you can find it in your iTunes store, Amazon, Spotify. Oh, okay, I see your little video clip you did with your logo spinning around and the electricity coming off of it. All right, coolness. I love it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to put it back up at the top of my page next to our interview so people know that that's you. Okay, guys. Well, was anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I think I'm good.
For listening, and keep tuning in to Candy's radio station. Playing Party or Go Home.
Mystic Records Radio, Party or Go Home, and we'll see you next time. Later on, guys. Thanks.
See ya.
Bye, Candy.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. And bye.